My name is Kesia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Carmen Amador, CarmenAmador. And this station was seen on October 26, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has significantly progressed. From a stage 3A to a stage 4 since the last visit, and is likely related to possible obstructive uropathy secondary to neurogenic bladder. Period. The patient has an indwelling Foley catheter, which was recently changed by the home healthcare nurse two to three weeks ago. Period. Per the patient's son, the patient has been having difficulty urinating with the Foley catheter in place. However, when the Foley catheter is removed, she is able to void freely. Period. The patient's son also reports odorous smells, malodorous urine, as well as very cloudy and dark urine from the urinary, from the Foley bag, period. The most recent urinalysis, which was completed in September 26, 2022, reveals evidence of bacteriuria with Klebsiella pneumoniae. However, the son reports a most recent urinalysis, which was completed 2 days ago by the home healthcare nurse, period. We will request the results of the test prior to initiating treatment with antibiotics, period. She currently denies any pelvic pain or any urinary symptoms at all. However, she does report chills. period. She is a dialysis patient and currently receives treatments every Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays at Highlands Dialysis Center. Period. She had recent laboratory workup done 2 days ago at the center. We will request those records so we could effectively treat the patient, since the current labs are a few weeks old and were very abnormal since from the most recent results that we have available today, period. The kidney functions reveal a BUN of 27 from 22, a creatinine of 2.6 from 1.1, and a GFR of 18 from 46 since the last visit. We will order renal ultrasound to rule out hydronephrosis or any other abnormalities with the kidneys. We will also order pelvic ultrasound for further assessment of the bladder, period. The patient has an upcoming appointment. The last time the patient was seen by the urologist, Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, was over a year ago when he first initiated the placement of the Foley catheter, period. She has been hospitalized a few times since that visit and has had the Foley catheter removed and replaced on several occasions. spirit, we highly recommend that she follows up with Dr. Onishi for further evaluation of possible obstructive uropathy. Period. The patient appears very, very edematous with 4+ edema on all extremities, as well as freckles bilaterally. Period. She also reports occasional shortness of breath with very minimal exertion. Period. Her next dialysis treatment will be tomorrow. Period. She denies any recent uses of NSAIDs or antibiotics. We, based on the patient's appearance and symptoms of chills and shortness of breath, as well as the fluid overload, we recommend that the patient goes to the hospital for an evaluation in the emergency room, period. Next line. Arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 106 over 62. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. We do not have the most recent hemoglobin A1C level. However, the result we do have is from September 26, 2022, which revealed an A1C of 10.8%. Period. The fasting blood glucose on the most recent lab of 10/9/22 was 221. Period. Again, we will request the most recent laboratory workup from the Highlands Dialysis Center for further evaluation. Next line, hyperkalemia, which has significantly improved with serum potassium of 4 from 7 on the most recent lab. Next line, hypocalcemia, which again has significantly improved on the most recent lab with serum calcium of 8.2 from 7, from 7.9, period. We recommend vitamin D 5,000 unit supplementation, period. We will order mineral bone disease laboratory for further evaluation, as well as vitamin D125, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. The most recent lab work of 10/9/22 reveals a hemoglobin of 7.9 and a hematocrit of 26%, period. This could be dilutional, secondary to the fluid overload. As a matter of fact, the hypocalcemia and could also be dilutional in nature. Period. Again, since this is not the most recent blood work, we cannot treat this reading. We are going to request the most recent lab work from 2 days ago that was completed at Highlands Dialysis Center. per the patient's family, period. Next line. Obesity. Unfortunately, due to the patient being wheelchair bound, we are unable to weigh her. However, the patient appears to be fluid overloaded, so we recommend decreased intake of sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as strict fluid restriction of about 30 ounces in 24 hours, period. The patient has hemodialysis tomorrow, period. Next line, obstructive uropathy. As previously stated in number one, we will order pelvic ultrasound as well as a renal ultrasound for further evaluation. We recommend that the patient sees Dr. Onishi as soon as possible, period. Next line, per the patient's son, she goes to the Florida Cancer Center. However, the last time she was there, they were unable to obtain her blood work. So she has not followed up since, period. We recommend following up with the Florida Cancer Center for treatment of the anemia, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 weeks with laboratory workup, period. We will send a copy of this note to the PCP, Dr. Vazquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z, period, end.